Today's shir is Masechta Kedushin Daf Pei, and we will begin on Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis at the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Mishi Yotza Hu V'Ishtoi L'Medina Sayam. If somebody, he and his wife, left to go overseas, and now he returns, Uba Hu V'Ishtoi Banav. When he returns, he comes back with his wife and children. V'Amar Ishish Yotza Imi L'Medina Sayam Harihizu. And he identifies that this woman who he is coming home now with is the woman that he left with, who is his wife, the Elu Baneha, and these are her children. He doesn't have to bring proof regarding the Yichus, not for the wife and not for the children. For the children, he doesn't have to bring any proof, as we're going to soon learn in Mitzvah Shem in the Gemara, because our Mishnah is referring to a situation, tells us the Gemara, that kruchim achareho, that the children are following this woman, and our Mishnah is teaching us that the children following the woman is a clear indication and proof that they are indeed her children. Why don't we have to bring a raya for the woman? Because, explained the Rishonim, before he left, and when he got married to her, and he married her here, he did go through the bedika. He did go through the entire procedure of checking out her yichus, and therefore it does not have to be repeated. The Rishonim point out that the simplest way of understanding our Mishnah is that it follows the opinion of Rameya, whom we learned holds earlier in our parak, that before someone marries a wife, he has to check out hayichus. Other Rishonim explain that our Mishnah could even follow the opinion of the Chachamim, who say, Kol Mishpachas Yisrael Becheskes Kashus Ein Oimdus, that all families in Klal Yisrael are considered to be acceptable. But here, this person did check out the yichus of his wife, because he wanted to make sure that she was a fine yichus, even though he maybe wasn't necessarily halachically obligated to do so. And yet a third pshat is the pshat of the Ramban, who, we explained, holds that even though we have a machloikus of Ramei and Chachomim regarding the need for a regular Yisrael Levi to check out the yichus of his wife, because according to the Chachomim, the halach is kol Yisrael b'cheskos kashrois, but that doesn't change the fact that we have to check out the yichus for kohanim. And our Mishnah, according to the Ramban, is speaking about a kohen, and there everybody agrees that there's a need for checking. Mesa, if he ever returns and he says that this is my wife passed away, Veil Baneha, and these are her children, all he needs to do is bring a raya regarding the children, and that will be enough. What kind of raya is required regarding the children? Some Rishonim suggest that the raya has to be that these are indeed her children. Other Rishonim suggest that they don't have to bring a raya that these are her children. Just bringing a raya that these children were kruchim achareho, that these children followed her, is enough of a raya, as we have been learning, and we will learn in the Gemara in a moment, that kruchim achareho is considered a valid raya for yichus. That's the way Rashi explains the Mishnah, this case of the Mishnah. Tosfos takes issue with Rashi's explanation, because Tosfos asks that according to this explanation, there's really nothing new in this case of the Mishnah that hasn't been taught in the first case of the Mishnah, which if we really analyze the first case of the Mishnah, there's really not a big chiddush in that either. Therefore, Tosfos explains that the chiddush of this case of the Mishnah is that since he's not coming back with his wife, he's coming back only with children. So perhaps there has to be more concern that he stayed with that wife, and that this wife is the wife that bore these children, and since the fact that we don't have any other women. We don't have a wife. We don't have this woman here in front of us. It would lead us perhaps to be concerned that we should think that he married another woman and these are the children from the other woman. Teaches us the Mishnah, we don't have to be concerned for that. If the person claims Isha Nesasi Bedina Sayyam, he comes back with a different wife and he says, this is the woman who I married in Medina Sayyam. Harei Huzeh, this is this woman available now, these are her children. So teaches us the Mishnah. Mevi Raya Liisha, Vein Mevi Raya Labonim. Vein Tzach Lavi Raya Labonim. He doesn't have to bring a Raya regarding the children. The Rishonim point out, and we actually discussed this concept earlier, why is there a need to bring a Raya regarding the Yichus of the wife if we follow the opinion of Chachamim, the Chom Mishpachas Yisrael Becheskos Kashrus Hayayim Dais? So if he comes back with a wife, why are we concerned and does he have to bring a Raya regarding her Yichus according to the opinion of Chachamim? So the Rishonim answer, even if we're going to follow the opinion of Chachamim, the Chom Mishpachas Yisrael Becheskos Kashrus Hayayim Dais, that's only in a situation, they explain, where we have a family that's living amongst us and everybody knows this family to be a fine yichus, and that is a concern, and now somebody wants to marry into that family. The halacha is called Mishpachas Yisrael Becheskos Kashrus Hayayim Dais. However, if we're in a situation where a man comes with a woman, we don't know anything about that family. It's a family from overseas, and just by saying she was a Jewish woman and Chol Yisrael Becheskos Kashrus Hayayim Dais would certainly not be adequate. If he comes back without even this second wife by saying Meisav Eil Banel, these were her children, Tzarech Avi Raya Al Isha, he has to bring a Raya that the woman was a fine Yichus, and Al Banim, he has to bring a Raya regarding the children, because since the Raya that we're relying on in the rest of the Mishnah of Kruchim Acharel, that the children are following the mother, cannot be applicable here because he hasn't come with the wife, so he has to bring a Raya regarding an independent Raya regarding the Yichus of the children. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Baruch Huna, V'kulam B'Kruchim Acharel. When we say that if you don't have to bring a separate Raya for the children, it's referring to a situation where the children are following the woman, and because the children are following the woman, it's an indication that they are her children. Tanu Rabbanan. So there's a braisa that speaks to similar situations that we were referring to in our Mishnah. Isha Nesasi Bnei Siyam. If a man comes and says, I married a woman, Bnei Siyam, maybe Raya Elisha, he has to bring a Raya regarding who this woman is. Ben Tzach Ravi Raya Alabonim. He doesn't have to bring a Raya regarding the children, because the fact that the children are following her, once the woman is established to be a fine yichus, it is adequate for the children too. Or maybe Raya Lagdolim, but he has to bring a Raya for the adult children. Vein Tzarech Lahavi Raya Alaktanim. Even though we just said that the children don't need their own independent Raya. That's only by Ktanim, who we have the concept of Kruchim Achreha, that are following the mother. But by Gdoilim, there is obviously no concept of Kruchim Achreha, and therefore they have to have their own Yichus established. We can't rely just on the mother's Yichus being established. Continues the Braisa, the Medvar Mamurim. When was this said? Bishachas, where he says he only had one wife in Medina Siyam. Ava B'shtei Noshim. If he says that he had two wives in Medina Siyam, and he's only now returning with one of those two wives, because he's claiming that the other wife died, but he's saying that the wife that he's returning with and the children that he's returning with are all from one family, this is that wife, and this is the children of that wife, it will not be adequate. Rather, maybe Raya Li'isha V'alabonim, Al-Gdoylam Al-Ktanim. He has to bring a Raya on the wife, as is always the din, if they didn't get married here, and we don't know who this woman is. He has to bring a raya regarding the adult children, as we just explained, because for adult children we don't have a concept of kruchim achareha, and he has to bring a raya for the ktanim. Even if the ktanim are kruchim achareha, are following this woman, his admission that he had another wife and that wife passed away leads us to be concerned that perhaps these children that we see are not the children of the wife that he's here with, but rather are the children of the wife who he says he had and passed away. These children are kruchim achareha, are following the wife that he's with here. He's following them because it's typical, explained the Rishonim, that when one has two wives and one passes away, the remaining wife raises the children of the wife who deceased. So kruchim achareha will not be a raya here. And therefore, what will need to be done is to bring an independent raya who indeed these children are. Again, from here, the Rishonim point out, the Mepaiskim point out, we see the concept that someone who raises someone else's children is considered like a mother. We have here the concept of kruchim achareha. Am Reish Lakish. So we begin now, the Gemara begins now a sugya of chazakas. But the type of chazakah we're talking about here, somewhat different than the chazakah we spoke about in the previous year, is that we can make assumptions based on facts that we see. So as we make assumption that these are children, because kruchim achareha, says the Gemara, loy shanah l'bekatshi gvul. When can we rely on chazaka regarding people being able to eat truma, being able to eat challah? We could consider them kohanim. Av b'yuchsin, when it comes to yichus loy, we cannot rely on chazaka. B'yochan amar afila b'yuchsin, we could even rely regarding yuchsin on chazaka. And the Gemara is going to explain each one of these situations when we can or can't rely on different situations. Says the Gemara, "Ozer Rabbi Yochanan Tamei," because Rabbi Yochanan follows his opinion. "Dar Rabbi Chiba Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan Malkin al Chazakas." We give Malkus based on Chazaka. "Solklin v'Sarfin al Chazakas," and we give Skil and Sreifa based on Chazaka. However, "V'ain Sarfin Truma al Chazakas," we would not burn Truma. Assume that Truma is Tamei just because of a chazaka. The Marik asked the question, if Rabbi Yochanan is trying to teach us here the power of chazaka, that based on a chazaka we could give Malkus, Skila, Sreifa, why does he separate into two separate clauses the din of Malkin al chazakas and the din of the Soklin and the Solfrin al chazakas? Explains the Marik that even though we're learning now the power of chazaka, there are different levels of the strength of chazaka, and different types of chazaka are required for different situations. That means, to give malchus, we don't need such a strong chazaka. A chazaka that's just based on people's words, on people's testimony, would be enough to establish a chazaka for which we could give malchus. Whereas to give malchus for skill of a, to give skill of a sreifa, a much more serious punishment, the chazaka has to be a strongest chazaka. It has to be a chazaka that's established through an act. Or other Rishonim go on to say, skila sreifa, to give skila sreifa based on a chazaka, has to be a chazaka that we've seen in place for a while. Whereas to give malchus based on a chazaka, it doesn't have to be a chazaka that's been in place such a long time. Malkin chazakas. What is the situation that we give Malkus based on the Chazaka? Krav Yehuda, the din that Yehuda taught us. Dam Rav Yehuda, Huchzka Nida B'Shkinaseha. If a woman was established to be a Nida in a neighborhood, in those times when a woman was a Nida, she would wear special clothing. So if this woman is wearing the clothing of a Nida, and therefore she's established to be a Nida, Bala Loikun Al Mishram Nida. And then if the husband has relations with her husband will get Malkus. The remark and many other Mepharshim a trouble. Why does the Gemara say that the husband will get Malkus? If they have relations, they both ought to get Malkus. So the Meiri explains that the situation the Gemara is referring to here is where he had relations with her when she was sleeping. So she didn't do anything wrong. She was sleeping. He's the one that gets Malkus because he did something wrong. The Ramah, in the Tshuvas HaRamah, has two interesting approaches. One approach is that what would be the halacha that she's established as a nida in her neighborhood, but she now says that she's not a nida. So we won't be able to give her malchus because she is testifying that she's not a nida. The husband, however, whose entire knowledge of her being a nida or not being a nida is only based on her say-so or what she does, will not have this exemption. And if Huchsuka Nida B'Shkin Nasel, even though she's claiming she's not a nida, the halacha will be that he will get Malkus and she won't get Malkus. But then the Ramah takes a different approach, and the Ramah's approach is that certainly Huchsuka Nida B'Shkin Nasel, she should get Malkus. The Chiddush here is that even he gets Malkus, even though we don't know for sure that it's only circumstantial that we know that she's a nida. Another pshat that the Tfuah Shor suggests is that if a woman were only to say she was a nida, but she doesn't have chuchsuk nida b'shchina seha, she doesn't do an act that seems to indicate that she's a nida, says the Tfuah Shor that the halacha would be that she would get malchus if she has relations with her husband under such circumstances. But the husband only gets malchus of chuchsuk nida b'shchina seha. But just if Amra she nida, if she just said she's a nida, she would not get malchus. The next din Rabbi Yochanan said was soklim v'sarfen al chazakas. We give skill of a strefer based on a chazaka. Kedra barav huna, dar rav huna, ish v'isha, man and a woman tinek b'tanoikis, or children shigdil b'toich habayis. They're all living together in a home, on the assumption that they're all one family, parents and children, and then they have illicit relationships. Is the halacha in the skolim zalzeh? With skila is in order, we give skila. When the srafim zalzeh, when the oynish is srafa, we give srafa. Even though we don't know 100% with certainty that this is a father and a daughter, a mother and a son, still we could rely on the chazaka even to give this type of an oynish. And the Yerushalmi says, what is the source that we know that we rely on a chazaka to give a punishment? Because he says the Torah speaks about someone who chas v'shalom curses his father, someone who chas v'shalom hits his father. Now, how do we ever know for sure that this is this person's father? It's always just based on a chazaka. Amram Shimon Pazi, Amram Shimon Levi, Shimon Kapara. Ma'ase v'ish shabas Yerushalayim. There was a situation where a woman came to Yerushalayim, the tinek merkel seifa, and she came with a child, v'gdilasoi, and everybody assumed that this was her child, her son, uvalel, and then he had relations with his mother. Revila Bezma Soklim, Bezma administered Skela, Vadi, not that we have any 100% proof that it was a son, the fact that he followed her established a chazaka that he is her son, and then if he had relations with her, he was Mechuyiv Skil. Rabbi Yochanan's third halacha was the Ain Sarfen Truma Chazakas, but to burn Truma because to assume that the Truma is Tameh just based on the chazaka, that we don't do. What is the situation? Domer of Shimon Lakish, Sarfen al chazakas. Rish Lakish says, we do burn Truma based on chazaka. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ein Sarfen, we don't. And as the Rishonim point out, even though earlier in the Gemara, we had Rish Lakish being less ready to rely on a chazaka, and here we have Rish Lakish more prepared to rely on a chazaka. So the Mefarshim explain it's not that they're arguing; it's they're in concept of chazaka. Can we or can't we rely on chazaka? What they're arguing is which is considered a strong chazaka and when is it not considered a strong chazaka. So the Gemara explains the Tanah, as well Tamayu, because they're following the opinion that we found in explanation of a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that not a tinik shenimtza b'tzadik isa b'tzik b'yodai. There's a child found by a doe, and there's a piece of dough in his hand. So there's a machloikus Rashi in Tosfos how to understand this Gemara. Rashi says the way to understand the Gemara is there's a we're not sure if the child is Tamei or not. There's a strong assumption that a child is Tamei because a child plays by the Ashpa, plays by the garbage dump, where there are Shiratzim found who are Metamei, anybody who touches them. So now there's a question if this child, who we don't know for sure is Tamei or not, took dough. If he's Tamei, he will have been Metamei the dough. If he's not Tamei, then he wasn't Metamei the dough. According to Tosfos, the question is a different question. He says children are always Tamei because their mothers, who in part of their natural cycle become Nidais, hug and kiss them. And when a Nida hugs and kisses a child, he becomes Tamei. When we see this child holding a piece of dough, we now have to be concerned, did the child tear off this piece of dough from the big dough? And when he did that, he made the entire dough Tamei? Or did someone hand him a piece of dough? And that's the question. And we're going to learn the Gemara's Rashi's Pshat. So again, Tinek Shenemtza B'Tzadei Isa, does a child found by the dough, or Batzik B'Yodin has a piece of dough in his hand? Ramei Matar, Ramei considers the rest of the dough Tahar, the Chachamim Matamim, and the Chachamim hold it's Tamei, and they Shadak Shoti Noik L'Tapeach. It's very common, as we explained, for a child to play in the Ashba, and therefore it's likely that the child is Tamei. Vavinan, but in trying to analyze the Mishnah, my Tamad Ramei, what's the reason the Ramei is Matar, says the Gemara, Kusav Arrive to Noik is Matapchim. As we said, most children play in the garbage dump, but there are children who do not. Va'isa, furthermore, the Isa has a cheskes tara, So for mi'uta, soich mi'uta l'chazaka, if we combine the mi'ut of children who don't get tamei by playing in the garbage dump, together the cheskes tara, isle roiba, the roiv gets weakened, and therefore we don't consider the dough tamei. A number of important points. The basis of Ramei's opinion here, Seder Rishonim, is Ramei's opinion throughout Shas. The Ramei's demand the Amr that holds Chayshinan L'miyuta. We even take into consideration the minority situation. That's why Ramei says that a child should not do Yibum, because it may turn out that, or a child should not do Yibum to a woman who's still not an adult. Because we have to be concerned that the child, that the man, that the boy is a Saris, that the girls are islandless, even though it's only a myriad of people, it's a minority of people who are sarisim or islandless. Still, Ramei Chayish L'miyutai. Furthermore, the Rishonim explain that when the Gemara speaks here about a roiv, it's not the regular situation of roiv. It's a roiv based on chazaka. The roiv is that we, since most children do play and other children do not play by the garbage dump, it's a roiv that's combined with a chazaka. Rabbanan, however, following their opinion throughout Shas, hold me, eat to command the lesser dummy. We don't take in consideration the miut, so we have a situation that the child is tamei, and we have a roiv children play with that by the ashpam become tamei. We have a chazaka that the isa is tahor, ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif, and we say that the dough became tamei. Amrei Shlokish, this would be a case where based on chazaka we would burn the truma if it was truma because it became tamei. Rabbi Yochanan however disagrees, and he says ain't zu chazaka shesafim lava truma. This is not a situation that it's a strong enough chazaka that we should burn truma because of it. El eze chazaka Rabbi Yochanan shesafim lava truma. What is the situation that is going to be a situation that based on chazaka we would burn truma that we think at tamei? Says the Gemara, Ketnan, Isa b'toch habayis, there's a dough in the house. We know that the Torah speaks about shmeinah shrotzim, 8 different types of shrotzim that when they're dead, they or any limb of theirs give off tuma. One of the shmeinah shrotzim is a tzov. A frog is not one of a tzvardeya is not one of the shmeinah shrotzim. But the Tzvardeya and the Tzav are very similar to each other. Is b'tach habayis, there's a doe in the house. U'shrotzim etzfar de metapkim sham. And there are shrotzim and frogs that are in the house, and limbs are falling off from these creatures. V'nimtzach hatich b'isa. And limbs are in the doe. But we don't know if the doe, which are the limbs in the doe. Is it the limb from the frog and wouldn't be metame the doe? Is it the limb from the tzav that would be metame the dove? Imrav shrotzim, if most of the shrotzim in the house are from the shrotzim, then tamei. We will say that the doe became tamei, and if it's truma, it has to be burnt. Imrav tzfardim, if most of the creatures in the house are tzfardim, then tahira, we will say that the doe remains tar. The chazaka, based on the rav, here Rabbi Yochanan will agree, will determine how to treat the doe. So Rashi points out, what's the difference between this case and the previous case? Says Rashi, in the previous case, it's a ruba de leisa kamon. We don't know for sure that, we don't ever see, and we don't know for sure if this child became tamei or not. Here we're talking about a ruba de isa kamon. The frog or the tzav actually exist in the house, and therefore it's considered a much stronger roiv, and therefore in this case even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that we would burn the dough that came into contact with limbs in a house where most of the creatures are tamei. Says the Gemara that the Gemara is going to quote a braisa, Tanya Kavosid Rabbi Yochanan, that will corroborate Rabbi Yochanan's opinion that we have to assume that the dough is tamei and not be allowed to eat it, but we don't burn it, because the braisa says shnei dvarim ein bem das lisho. There are two situations where something doesn't have the intelligence to be questioned. However, for us chachamim k'mo sheyesh bem das lisho, Chazal treated them like they do have that intelligence. What does this mean? We just as recently as in the previous shiur spoke about the din of Sofek Tomei B'Rishus HaYochid is Tomei, Sofek Tomei B'Rishus HaRabim is Tomei, and is Tahor. And we explained that it's based on Saita. That by Saita, Sofek Tomei B'Rishus HaYochid is Tomei, is Tahor, and Sofek Tomei B'Rishus HaRabim is Tahor. Saita only becomes a Saita in the Rishus HaYochid. One of the characteristics of a Saita is that it's a woman who has the intelligence to be questioned. So says the Gemara, there are two situations of Chazal teaching us that we have things that don't have intelligence, and therefore the halacha of Safek Tomei B'Rishus HaYochid, Tomei, ought not to apply. However, for Asim Chachamim, Chachamim do treat it like Saita, and do consider these situations of Safek Tumma L'chumra and treat them L'tumma. Tinnik V'hoi L'cheres. Tinnik and one other situation. What is the case of Tinnik? Hadam Maran. The case of the child by the Tumay. Even though the child doesn't have the intelligence to be asked and it's a Safek, we're Machmer that it should be considered Tumay. V'hoi L'cheres Mahi. What is the other case? If there's an Isur V'toy Chabayis, if there's a doe in a house, the Tanagoylam Amashkim Tumayim Shom, and there are chickens and liquids in the house, v'nimtzu. And now we find that the dough and these are the dough has holes, has pecks in them. Nekurim, nekurim be'isa. And we have, so now we have to be concerned that the chickens drank from this tamei liquid. The chickens themselves can never be tamei, because a living creature can never be tamei. But we have to be concerned that the chicken was carrying the tamei liquid and pecked the dough, making the dough tamei. So if we find these pecks in the dough, toilim, we have to be concerned, like Eichlin. On one hand, we won't eat the dough if it's truma, out of concern that it's tamei. But v'lay sarfin, we can't be certain that it's tamei, but we won't burn the dough. Says Amar B'Shu ben Levi. Says Rabbi Shuvan Levi, when do we have to take this stringent approach? By clear liquids that are white, by red liquids, im isa the knocker, if the chicken would have made these holes, made the idea, it would be obvious that there are these from the red liquid would have left a mark on the dough, and then it would be no question. Ask the Gemara, even when it's a white liquid, why are we so quick to be lenient? The Dilma Balanas Isa, maybe they were absorbed by the dough. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Davza Shama Biribi, Upurushala Shimeya. Rabbi Yochanan, Shuman Levi heard the comment, but he didn't hear the explanation. Or did he? Says the Gemara. Loishan Alamashka Tzululim. When does the Brisa say that we have to be concerned only by clear liquid? What is the definition of a clear liquid? Shavabu shal tinuk nikaba, where the reflection of a child could be seen in the liquid. Ava mashka churim, cloudy liquid. Loi, we don't have to be concerned. And here we have a machlokes rishonim, how to understand the Gemara. Some rishonim explain the Gemara to mean that that it has nothing to do anymore with red or white liquids. Rather, what is important to tell is if it's clear liquid or cloudy liquid. Other Rishonim, however, explain that the distinction that the Gemara established between red liquid and white liquid remains, but the Gemara adds another dimension. If it's red and cloudy, then certainly it would be noticeable, otherwise it would not be noticeable. As we begin finishing the Ezer Hashem Yisbarach, the Masechta, we begin now the Sugya of Yichud. When, under which circumstances, may a man remain with a woman secluded? When may a man not remain secluded? There's a very big machloikis. If the Isser Yichud is an Isser Daraisa or an Isser Darabonim, Rashi, Tosfos are of the opinion that Yichud is an Isser Daraisa. Machloikis, what the opinion of the Rambam is, because the Rambam, when he speaks about this Yichud, says that Yichud is also Medivrei Kabbalah. And the question is, what does the Rambam mean when he says Medivrei Kabbalah? Some explain that the Rambam is saying that Yichud is only a Derabbanan. Others say that when the Rambam uses the words Medivrei Kabbalah, it's not to mean that Yichud is not an Issa Deraisa. Rather, what it means is that Yichud is only, that Yichud is not mentioned explicitly in the Torah, and therefore he calls him a Kabbalah, but even though it has the status of a Deraisa. The history of the Issa Yichud is that there's Yichud that, as we learn, Yichud Arayis, which is Osir. Chazal then went, David HaMelech then went and said that Yichud is Osir even with a Pnuya, with a single girl. And then Shammai Vehillel said that Yichud is Osir with a non-Jewish woman. And actually, the Paiskim say knowing this history is very important. Because the question comes up, and it's a question that comes up often enough, what would be the halacha regarding Yichud with a woman, a man who's unable to have relations anymore, an impotent man? Would there be a problem of Yichud or not? And the question is actually based on who the man, what the woman's status is. Because if the woman is a Pnuya, who's not a Nida, or a non-Jewish woman, it may be easier to be lenient than in the situation of Yichud with an Erva. Furthermore, as we discussed a moment ago, the question of Yichud being an Issa Daraisa or Issa Darabonon is relevant, goes even further. Because when we say that Yichud is Osir Midaraisa, which is the opinion, as I said, of most Rishonim, there are a number of opinions amongst the Rishonim. What does that mean? Some Rishonim say that Yichud falls under the general category of all other dinim of Erva. It's under the category of Vizrayu, the Gila Arayis. And as we've learned so many times, by Gila Arayis, the halach is Yoharig Val Yavri. A person should never commit such an Aveira. Others say that Yichud is in its own category, and it's not a Vizrayu, the Gila Arayis. It's just an Isser Asay. A third pshat is that Yichud is an Isser Deraisa, but it's a very unique type of Isser Deraisa. Typically, when we have an Isser Deraisa, the Torah says you're not supposed to do a certain act. Yichud, however, will be an Isser that the Torah established in order to prevent a person from doing an Aveira. And the Dafkamina, one of the Dafkaminas of this discussion, is a question that also comes up often enough. And that is, if a person is in an elevator with a woman alone, is there an Issa Yichud or not? The question is that the elevator certainly can and will stop less than the shear for a person to have relations with a woman. If we say that the entire Issa of Yichud is only to prevent Chas v'Shalom from somebody from having an inappropriate relationship, so in a situation where that can't happen, there should be certainly no Issa Yichud. On the other hand, if it's a situation that if Yichud is considered its own independent Issa, even in a situation perhaps where we won't come to Issa Yichud, we should perhaps be Machmir. Says the Mishnah, L'Yishachet Adam Shtei Noshim, a person shouldn't be Mishachet himself with two women. Aval Isha Achas, Mishachet Shem Shnei Noshim, one woman may be Mishachet with two men, but we will learn in the Mishnayis, as we get deeper into the sugya, when the halacha is that he may be Mishachet, when, if not every woman may be Mishachet with two men, under all circumstances. Furthermore, as we get deeper into the sugya, our Mishnah says a woman can't be Mashiachah with two men. What will be the halacha with a man can't be Mashiachah with two women? What will be the halacha with three women or more? What will be the din? Also something we'll discuss later. Shimon Aimer, Afish Echad Mashiachah M'shtei Noshim, a man can be Mashiachah with two women, Bezman She'ishtoi Imoi, when his wife is there. And as Tosfos explains, Rav Shimon is actually not speaking specifically to two women. In fact, according to Tosfos, Rav Shimon is saying two dinim. One din is that although the Tanakhama says you're not allowed to be Mashiachid with two women, Rav Shimon says you can be Mashiachid with two women. And then Rav Shimon teaches us another din. Bezman she'ishtei imoy, there's a new heter of ishtei meshamritoi, that if a wife is there, then there's no problem of yichud. And here too, the Mepharshim discuss why is there no problem of Yichud when the wife is there. Some explain, because a man will not do an Aveira when his wife is so in such close proximity. Others say, because the wife will not rest and shall watch to make sure that the husband doesn't do an Aveira. What is the nafkamina between these two pshatim? The nafkamina would be, what would be the din regarding if the wife is sleeping, if it is that a man won't do an Aveira when his wife is there, makes no difference if she's sleeping or not. If, however, it's that the wife is watching, if she's sleeping, she's not watching. He could sleep with other women in the same inn because his wife is watching him. A person can have yichud with his mother, or a person can have yichud with his daughter. V'yoshnim on b'kari basar, he could sleep with them with bodily contact. However, v'mdilu, if his son or daughter have grown up, they should each sleep in their own clothing. The question that comes up is this din strictly regarding a son or a daughter? Why will be the din regarding grandchildren? So some paiskim say that the din is limited to children, not the grandchildren. Other paiskim say that the same din applies to grandchildren, and yet the Pesachic Tshuva quotes a Noida Behuda that makes a distinction between the children of one's daughter versus the children of one's son. A person can sleep and be misyached with his granddaughter from his daughters, but not his granddaughters from his son. Furthermore, we just learned the concept of ishtei meshamritoi, that one's wife watches and prevents a person from doing the aveira. The Pesachim discuss what will be the halacha regarding person we just said could be misyachid with his mother. A person could be misyachid with his daughter. Why would be the halacha of a person being misyachid with his mother and another woman? Is that considered a situation of yichud or not? Do we apply the same concept as with a wife? It's a machlokes a paiskim. Most paiskim seem to be makel that just like we have, if with the wife there's no problem of yichud, there's also no problem if somebody's mother is there. So the first thing we learned in the Mishnah was that a person cannot be misyachid im shtei noshim, with two women. My tama, taran de be'elio, hoyel v'noshim datin kalim zalayim. Women can be easily swayed. And there's a machloikus rishonim how to understand what the Gemara means here. Some rishonim say that we're concerned that if the person is going to have relations with one woman, with one of the women, and then the other woman will also copy and have relations, and therefore yichud shouldn't be done with them, with two women either. Another shot suggested is that even if the second woman won't do anything wrong, but she will not report to anybody what the first woman did. If the first woman asks her, please don't tell anybody, she won't tell anybody, and therefore we have to be concerned that for that aveira. Says the Gemara Menani Mili, what is the source for the Issi Yichud? Amra Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Shmuel, Remz LeYichud Min HaTorah Menayim, where do we find Yichud in the Torah? Shanam, the Torah speaks about Ki Yisischa Achicha Ben Imecha. We're concerned that the brother, your brother, who's the son of your mother, will instigate you to go worship Avodah Zarah. So the question is, v'chi ben emesis, ben av enemesis, why are we only concerned about your brother, who's your mother's son, and not your brother, who's your father's son? Elalai malak, to teach us, ben mishyachad and imay, a son is going to have yichud with his mother, and therefore he'll be in close contact with brothers, maternal brothers who he shares the same woman, mother with, but he's not allowed to have yichud with anyone else, and therefore the situation that could come, that he will come into contact with, such close contact with his maternal brother, that Kirchas Hashem try to convince him to worship Avodah Zarah, is specifically by Ben Amacha. Ask the Gemara, Pashto the Krabba Mike Siv. But what's the Pashto shot in the Pashto? Amar Baya, Lama Baya Kama. Lamabai ben Av the son-in-law, certainly paternal brother who he dislikes, va'itzloy eitzros and gives him bad advice. Ella fila ben Am the loy son-in-law, but his maternal brother who he doesn't like, emitzaisle, you would think that he should listen to him. Kamash Malon, the Torah teaches us he should not listen to the maternal brother who gives you bad advice. Why does a person not like his paternal brother, but like his maternal brother? Because typically paternal brothers are going to share inheritance from their father. And since they're going to share inheritance, they have this competitive relationship, and that's why they dislike each other. There is typically, however, no Yerusha by maternal brothers, and that's why the Torah has to say, even though this person doesn't have anything bad in mind for you, if he gives you advice to worship Avodah Zarah, ignore him. Says the Gemara, name Masnif like Abishol. Perhaps we should say that Amish doesn't follow the opinion of Abishol. The Tanya, Kol Shloshim Yoim Yotz Bechek. If a child dies when he's less than 30 days old, he's carried out not on a coffin, but just carried out in the hand. The Nikva Beish Achad Shnei Noshim. One woman and two men can carry him out. Avala Beish Achad Shnei Noshim. One man and two women shouldn't carry. Yichad. Abishol Aymer, even one man and two women can carry out the child Rechman son that way. So we see that Abishol is not concerned for Yichud. Says the Gemara Filtem Abishol. Abishol would normally be concerned for Yichud by one man and two women. However, here, Bishas and Ninas Tavi Yitzrei, they're Nebuch carrying out a child who died so young, nobody's going to do an Aveira under such circumstances. Machloikis, when we say that B'shas Aninus, people won't do such an Aveira, does that mean that relatives will not do an Aveira, or anybody who's involved in such a tragic situation will not do an Aveira? Rabbanan, Sarvalei K'Rabbi Yitzchak, Dom Rabbi Yitzchak, the Pasuk says, Mayis Oinen Adam Chai Geva Chatov. I feel b'shas in the nosa shel Adam. Even when a person is in such a tragic situation, Yitzhar Miskabralov, he may do an Avera. Vavishmo. Well, how will Abishol explain that pasuk? Kiksev hu b'misra medosuksev. It's talking about a person who's complaining against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas v'Shal. Vachakama. Ma Yisram el Adam al medosuksev. Does a person have a right to complain against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? V'chi gover al chatov. Has the person always been able to prevail over his Yetzara? A person should be satisfied with that I gave him life, and nobody has a right to complain. Rabbanan, and Rabbanan who are concerned, even under such circumstances for Yichud, says Gemara, who mice the itasab, is referring to a woman that they with a situation that a woman wanted to do an Aveira with men, and she took out a live child under the pretense that he was dead, and able, in order that she should have an excuse to do yichud. That's one pshat in Rashi. Another pshat in Rashi is that the Gemara is going back to what Abishol says, that a person should accept what a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him, because there was a case where somebody lost a child, and the woman kept on to mourn excessively until she lost 7 children. And she ultimately passed away because she wasn't willing to accept what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave her. Taisus has a different pshat. Taisus says that we're referring to the situation where there was a woman who was visiting her husband's grave. And there was a security guard who had been told by the king to make sure that a person who was hung should be left to the hang, and he should watch him until he dies. And then this security guard convinced the woman to do a sin with him. And while they were doing their illicit act, the person who was being hanged escaped. The security guard then saw that he would be in terrible trouble. So the woman agreed to exhume her husband from his grave and hang him instead of the person who was supposed to be hung. How we don't have control over our Yetzirah, and the Gemara is going to give other examples as we learn this sugya, to teach us how a person is never assured that he could prevail over his Yetzirah, and that's why we have the whole din of Yichud, to avoid getting into a situation of Aveira.